Today's briefing is curated from tens of thousands of articles across hundreds of global sources and voiced by AI. Miles, I don't think we've ever opened with a story quite like this. The glacial lake outburst flood in Nepal and Tibet, at least 800 dead, over 3,000 missing, and they're still drilling into tunnels to reach trapped workers.
Yeah, and it's a yellow source story, multiple news outlets, but no single primary report yet. The scale is clear though, 41 Australians unaccounted for. That's going to dominate the rescue efforts for weeks.
And right alongside that, a ferry capsized off northern Cyprus, 7 dead, 23 missing out of 267 aboard. The captain's been detained.
Separate tragedy, but both point to how fragile transport infrastructure can be in a crisis. Let's move to something with stronger provenance, IBM's quantum computer. 70 error-corrected logical qubits solved a problem in 15 minutes that classical methods couldn't touch.
That's a green source, the actual paper. This is the real deal. IBM has been promising error correction for years. And this is the first demonstration that actually beats classical on a meaningful benchmark.
Exactly. And the same day, Tencent releases Hi-4, a 770 billion parameter model with 49 billion active parameters. Open weights. That's also a green source direct from Tencent. This is a massive open source LLM release.
1 million token context window. That's going to change what people can do with open models. Meanwhile, NASA launched the Roman Space Telescope on a Falcon Heavy, mapping billions of galaxies to study dark energy.
That's a yellow source, but the launch itself is confirmed. Now the US-Venezuela oil deal, 25 years, 65 billion barrels. Trump called it the biggest oil deal in history, but both sides of Venezuelan politics criticized it.
So it's a press release dressed up as a result. What about Iceland? They voted 52.8% against reopening EU accession talks. That's a clear democratic outcome, though shadowed by Trump's Greenland threats.
And in Niger, a mutiny was suppressed with Russian Africa Corps help, dozens killed. That's a yellow source, but it's consistent with the instability in the Sahel. Meanwhile, Israeli settlers attacked Qusra again and Netanyahu condemned criminal violence, but no arrests.
Russia struck a Kyiv ammunition depot, killing 37, the deadliest strike in months. And the Strait of Hormuz saw fewer than 20 ships transit over the weekend. That's a near halt of traffic, threatening energy markets.
Let's talk about something weird. An MIT student claimed to have synthesized dimethyl mercury. That prompted a massive hazmat response in lab closure. It's a yellow source, New York Post, but the response suggests it's real.
And ICE plans to spend up to $2 million on Boston Dynamics robotic dogs for deportations. That's a yellow source, but it's a concrete procurement plan. Meanwhile, California lawmakers unanimously passed a Linux exemption from the age verification law, protecting open source licenses.
Good move. Also, the CBC reversed its editorial policy and will now independently call 9/11 terrorism without attribution. That's a yellow source, but it's a significant shift for a public broadcaster.
And in Australia, One Nation won a historic by-election in Western Australia, their first seat in the WA Parliament. That's a big political story. Also, new privacy laws targeting AI and smart glasses, including a right to erase personal data.
Let's not forget the science. CAR T-cell therapy put 6 patients with severe rheumatoid arthritis into remission, 3 medication-free. That's a green source, and it's a genuine breakthrough. Also, a 1.4-million-year-old footprint track in Kenya showed Paranthropus boys reached human-like body sizes.
And the highest ocean temperature ever recorded was measured as a powerful El Niño forms. That's a yellow source, but it's consistent with climate trends. The Plaskett fire near Big Sur exploded to 8,200 acres, 0% containment.
So what are we watching next? The Nepal rescue efforts will be the big story for days. I'm also looking for independent replication of the IBM quantum result. That paper needs to be scrutinized.
And the Tencent Hi-4 model, developers will start testing it immediately. That could shake up the open source AI landscape. Plus, the U.S.-Venezuela oil deal implementation will face legal and political hurdles.
All right. That's the day, tragedy, breakthroughs, and a few oddities. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow.
Take care, everyone.